Galen Leah isn't your typical artist. She was born with brittle bone disease, a genetic disorder that results in very fragile bones. The classically trained violinist and songwriter won NPR's Tiny Desk Concert in 2016. Leah uses her music as a platform to advocate for disability rights, and she'll perform in Birmingham for UAB's Social Spotlight Festival. She tells WBHM's Janae Pierre more about her condition and how being wheelchair-bound hasn't stopped her from performing.
So a bunch of them broke before I was born and healed kind of bent. So my arms and legs are bent at 90-degree angles, so I've never walked and I've used a wheelchair pretty much my whole life.
Surely living with brittle bones disease has its restrictions, right? Especially growing up.
Well, I had really great parents. They're both still living and they're amazing people, and they did a good job of just kind of saying whatever I wanted to do, that if I really wanted to do it, I would figure out a way. So, which I think is pretty common if you have the right support, is just learning how to adapt things to work for you. So I did a lot of different activities growing up, and then I got involved in music around the age of 10.
And let's talk a little bit more about your music career and how you picked that up at the age of 10.
Well, an orchestra came to my school when I was in fourth grade, and I really loved the way it sounded, and I wanted to try it out. So we tried all sorts of instruments, the cello, and then we tried playing the violin the regular way, but it didn't work out. But then kind of together we came to this idea that I could play violin upright like a little cello. You know, that ended up working for me. I hold my bow like a bass player, an upright bass player. And I started performing first through classical music in school, and then I went to traditional fiddle music. And then in 2011, I started writing my own songs as well.
Now, you'll be in Birmingham for UAB's Social Spotlight Festival. What's the purpose of that event, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, they do, the annual Social Spotlight, and this year the goal is to raise awareness about disability rights. And because of winning that Tiny Desk contest back in 2016, I also had a chance to start speaking publicly about disability rights and accessibility in the arts and different topics that are important to me. And so the coordinator thought that it would be a good fit to have me perform as a part of this festival, just knowing my background in activism and music kind of simultaneously.
On the subject of music and advocacy, are the two meant to go hand in hand, in your opinion?
I think art has always been a really important part of activism. It's certainly not the only way, you know, but it's a good way to reach people. So the more artists that we see with disabilities, or the more diversity we have in the arts, I think the more messages we get out there into the mainstream, and I think that's really important. I am hoping for a sign.